You begin by analyzing how companies buy options to comply with EPA standards. Coal companies bundle their raw material, high sulfur coal, with options written on sulfur dioxide SO emissions allowances, enabling a utility company to buy coal to meet the EPA's SO2 emission standards. The coal companies make use of the options market. Instead of offering the underlying allowance because of the comparative cheapness of buying options compared to the underlying allowance. In addition, some pollution equipment manufacturers offer allowances as a guarantee of their equipment. If the devices do not perform as promised, the manufacturers will pay for the additional allowances necessary for the utility to comply with the Clean Air Acts. You may be thinking about how the allowances can be used by these companies. Good question. The emission allowances can be bought by utilities or coal companies and sold by companies or by the EPA. Allowances can be used immediately or in the future and represent a homogeneous product. One emission allowance for a ton of SO2 is exactly like another. This fits the description of commodities that are traded on the forward, futures, and options markets. The emission allowances are traded through the Chicago Board of Trade, CBOT. This flexibility to use allowances and options on allowances is valuable to a utility.